The 5-second technology that stops bleeding. Artificial blood clots are changing the time frame of emergency medicine. Severe bleeding is not a problem that begins only after a patient reaches the hospital. When a delay of just a few minutes can decide life or death, hemostatic technology becomes a technology of survival. Research on click clotting, which tightly links red blood cells together, invites us to imagine a new way of stopping blood loss.
Key messages. Severe bleeding threatens life from the very moment an accident occurs, not only after a patient reaches the hospital. Hemostatic technology is therefore not just emergency treatment, but a survival technology that buys patients the time they need to receive care. Click clotting offers a new approach by rapidly creating artificial clots through the linking of proteins on the surface of red blood cells, instead of waiting for blood to clot naturally. Its significance lies in treating blood not as a passive target of treatment, but as a biological material that can help seal wounds. Artificial clots that form within seconds could have major potential in emergency rooms, operating rooms, ambulances, disaster sites, and battlefield medicine. They may become a new hemostatic tool in situations where time determines survival, such as severe trauma or massive bleeding. Stronger clots can save lives, but they also carry the risk of unwanted clot formation. Before this technology can be used in real medical settings, strict verification is needed for toxicity, immune response, vascular blockage, degradation, and long-term safety. The significance of this research is not limited to stopping bleeding quickly. It points toward a future of medicine in which blood cells and biomaterials are engineered to create necessary structures inside the body.
The first few minutes that decide life. The human body is astonishingly sophisticated. When the skin is torn and a blood vessel is damaged, the body immediately begins repair work to stop the bleeding. Platelets attach to the wound site, clotting proteins activate in sequence, and fibrin becomes entangled like a net to hold the blood in place. Behind what we casually call blood clotting lies a complex biological process involving countless cells, proteins, and signaling molecules. But even this sophisticated system has a weakness. In the face of a major wound, there is not enough time. For a small injury, the body's natural clotting process may work well enough. But in cases such as liver injury, damage near major arteries, gunshot wounds, traffic accidents, industrial injuries, or massive bleeding during surgery, life may be endangered before the body has time to form a clot. Bleeding is not simply the visible flow of blood. It is the process by which oxygen-carrying blood leaves the body, while the organs and brain gradually lose the time they need to survive. In emergency medicine, bleeding has always been a race against time. Before paramedics arrive at the scene, while the patient is being transported to the hospital, and before surgeons can locate the damaged area in the operating room, the most important thing medical teams can do is prevent further blood loss. That is why compression bandages, tourniquets, gauze, surgical adhesives, clotting agents, and transfusions have long been basic tools of emergency care. The problem is that these tools do not always work quickly or strongly enough in every situation. When blood is flowing rapidly and the wound is deep, simply covering the surface is not enough. If blood continues to push out from inside the wound, hemostatic materials can detach or be washed away. If the patient's blood does not clot well, the natural clotting process itself may be delayed or unstable. In elderly patients taking anticoagulants, in people with clotting disorders such as hemophilia, or in trauma patients whose body temperature and blood pressure have dropped sharply, even a relatively small bleed can become a serious crisis. In the end, the central question of hemostatic technology is simple. How quickly, how firmly, and how safely can bleeding be stopped? A recent study has drawn attention in response to this question. It is the study on click clotting, introduced in Nature on April 29, 2026. Researchers at McGill University proposed a method for creating a firm artificial blood clot-like gel within seconds by linking proteins on the surface of red blood cells through a rapid chemical reaction. The technique showed greater resistance to rupture and stronger adhesion to tissue than natural clots, and mouse experiments confirmed its potential to stop severe bleeding quickly. The researchers explained that this approach could be used in emergency medicine, wound treatment, and the treatment of clotting disorders. What matters is not the unfamiliarity of the phrase artificial blood clot, but the shift in thinking behind it. Until now, hemostasis has largely meant helping the body make its own clot or stopping the wound externally by pressure. This study, however, uses red blood cells already present in the blood as structural material. Instead of waiting for bleeding to stop, it attempts to turn the blood itself into a material that can rapidly hold itself together and seal the wound. In that sense, the stage of hemostasis has moved from the surface of bandages and gauze to the surface of cells inside the blood. From medicine that waits for blood to medicine that designs blood. We usually think of blood as a flowing liquid, a red fluid that carries oxygen, delivers nutrients, and removes waste. But the moment bleeding occurs, blood reveals another face. Blood that had been flowing must stop, and what had been a liquid must transform into a temporary structure that seals the wound. At the center of this transition is the blood clot. A clot is the body's biological adhesive and temporary barrier. The basic structure of a natural clot is a mass in which platelets, fibrin, and blood cells become entangled. Platelets quickly gather at the damaged site to form an initial plug, and fibrin secures that plug more firmly. Red blood cells become trapped inside the structure and influence the clot's volume and shape. Traditionally, red blood cells have mainly been understood as cells that carry oxygen. Even within a clot, they were often regarded as something close to a filler material. But recent biomaterials research has begun to see red blood cells as more active structural components. The interesting point of click clotting research lies here. The researchers treat red blood cells not as cells that are merely trapped inside a clot, but as tiny building materials that can be linked together. Various proteins exist on the surface of red blood cells. If these proteins are connected through fast and biocompatible chemical reactions, individual red blood cells floating separately can interlock and form a single gel structure. It is similar to scattered bricks being instantly bonded together to form a solid wall. The word click was not chosen by chance. In chemistry, a click reaction refers to a reaction that occurs relatively quickly and selectively, and is often designed so that desired molecules can connect well even in complex biological environments. In everyday terms, it is like two molecules snapping together the way Lego blocks fit into place. The researchers applied this principle to the surface of red blood cells in the bloodstream. As a result, the red blood cells became linked together, forming a firm gel-like artificial clot called cytogel. This idea differs from conventional hemostatic agents. Existing hemostatic materials usually cover the wound surface, promote clotting, or absorb blood to help it solidify. These technologies are, of course, important. In actual medical settings, various hemostatic materials are used, including hemostatic gauze, fibrin glue, thrombin-based agents, collagen sponges, and oxidized cellulose. But in cases of major bleeding or high-pressure bleeding, the material must remain attached to the wound, withstand the flow of blood, and adhere well to damaged tissue. There are moments when simply promoting clotting is not enough. Click clotting presents a new possibility at precisely this point. If blood cells can be linked together to create a physically stronger mass at the wound site, the way we stop bleeding could change. The aim is to shorten the time it takes for a natural clot to form and to increase the strength with which the clot withstands flow and pressure. The figures reported by the researchers illustrate this point well. In experiments, the artificial clot was reported to be 13 times more resistant to rupture and 4 times more adhesive than a natural clot. Of course, these numbers alone do not mean that clinical use is immediately possible. A structure that appears strong in the laboratory and a material that works safely inside the human body are two different things. But the direction is clear. Hemostatic technology is moving beyond the search for materials that simply seal wounds. It is advancing toward the design of how blood cells and proteins connect. Blood is no longer only a passive target of treatment. The cells within blood itself may become therapeutic materials. A small barrier formed in 5 seconds. The reason this research makes such a strong public impression is the time. 5 seconds. Medical research often contains complex figures and concepts, but 5 seconds is a period anyone can understand intuitively. Imagine a wound from which blood spurts before a hand can even press down, an unexpected bleed during surgery, or the moment a wounded person collapses on a battlefield and emergency care begins. In those moments, 5 seconds is not a trivial number. If blood can be held in place within that brief span, the window for saving a life widens. The mechanism of quick clotting looks simple from the outside. Proteins on the surface of red blood cells are chemically linked. The linked red blood cells then clump together and become gel-like. This gel attaches to the wound site and prevents more blood from escaping. But inside that apparently simple process are several layers of technical meaning. First, the reaction must occur quickly. Second, it must have low toxicity when it touches blood and tissue. Third, it must not completely interfere with the body's natural clotting process. Fourth, the structure that forms must be strong enough to withstand the pressure of flowing blood. Satisfying all four conditions at once is not easy. A chemical reaction that is too strong can damage cells. A reaction that is too slow loses meaning in an emergency. A structure that is too weak cannot withstand the pressure of bleeding. A material that remains too long in the body can interfere with recovery. This is why biomaterials research is difficult. A material used inside the body cannot be merely hard or merely soft. It must hold strongly when needed and then harmonize with the body's recovery process over time. The researchers also emphasized that click clots can work together with natural clots. The artificial clot does not completely replace the body's clotting process. Instead, it provides a stronger structure within the environment where a natural clot is forming. According to reports, the gel can integrate with fibrin and showed potential for both hemostasis and tissue regeneration in a damaged liver bleeding model. In broad terms, this is a strategy of reinforcement rather than replacement. It does not remove the body's natural repair process. It provides structural support when that process is too slow or too weak. The fact that the mouse experiments use liver injury as a model is also important. The liver is an organ rich in blood flow. Once it is damaged, bleeding can be heavy and difficult to control. In trauma or surgery, liver bleeding is one of the situations that places a heavy burden on medical teams. Therefore, showing the possibility of rapid hemostasis in a liver injury model is a meaningful clue to the technology's potential. Still, success in animal experiments remains an early sign of possibility. The human body is far more diverse in size, blood flow, immune response, underlying disease, and medication use. Between the laboratory and the clinic, there is always a long bridge of verification. Even so, the concept of a 5-second clot is powerful. In emergency medicine, a few seconds can often decide the outcome of treatment. The minutes lost before chest compressions begin in cardiac arrest, the time before a stroke patient receives vascular reopening treatment, and the time it takes to control massive bleeding and trauma all affect survival and long-term disability. In that sense, click clotting is not merely a new hemostatic agent. It is a technology aimed at narrowing the gap of time that emergency medicine fears most, the gap between the emergency room and the ambulance. Medical technology usually shines inside the hospital. High-performance imaging equipment, surgical robots, intensive care units, precision diagnostics, and customized drug treatments all operate within the space of the hospital. But life-threatening bleeding often begins outside the hospital. It first occurs on a road after a crash, on the floor of a factory at a mountain rescue site, in a disaster zone, on a battlefield, in a rural clinic, or inside an ambulance. This gap is one of the greatest difficulties in emergency medicine. The most sophisticated treatment is in the hospital, but the most urgent moment arrives before the patient reaches it. That is why the real value of hemostatic technology is revealed in the field. No matter how excellent a hemostatic material may be, it is difficult to use on-site if it is hard to store, complicated to apply, or requires specialized equipment. By contrast, even if a technology is somewhat less sophisticated, it can have enormous value in emergency settings if it can be used quickly, applied to various wounds, and withstand temperature and transport conditions. If click clotting is to develop into a real technology, it cannot avoid this question. Just as important as forming a gel within seconds is how that gel is prepared, stored, and used, and by whom. According to reports, The researchers mentioned the possibility of both an autologous method using the patient's own blood and an allogeneic method using donor blood with a matching blood type. The autologous method can reduce concerns about immune reactions or rejection because it uses the patient's own blood, but it may take longer to prepare. The allogeneic method can be used more quickly based on pre-prepared blood, but blood type, storage, and safety management become important. Related reports mention that the allogeneic method could be prepared within 10 minutes, while the autologous method may take about 20 minutes. This point is very realistic. When people hear that a clot forms in 5 seconds, it is easy to imagine that a single syringe could instantly stop every bleed. But real medical technology is evaluated as a whole system that includes preparation, storage, application, and follow-up care. In an emergency room, 10 minutes may be fast, but on a battlefield or at a disaster site, 10 minutes can feel long. In an ambulance, blood collection and handling may be possible, but in the middle of an accident scene, it may not be. Therefore, the future of clot clotting depends not only on the speed of the chemical reaction, but also on how simply it can be implemented within medical systems. If this technology becomes stable, the first place that comes to mind is the trauma center. Trauma patients often arrive at the hospital after losing large amounts of blood, and medical teams must control bleeding while locating the injury and preparing for surgery. The next place is the operating room. In surgeries with a high risk of bleeding, such as those involving the liver, spleen, blood vessels, or regions near the heart, the performance of hemostatic materials can influence surgical time and complications. Another possible area is patients with clotting disorders. A strong biomaterial-based hemostatic agent may help patients whose blood does not clot well. Battlefield medicine is another area where the implications are significant. One of the deadliest injuries in war is massive bleeding. In many situations, bleeding must be stopped with limited equipment and personnel before the injured person can be transported to a hospital. Modern military medicine has steadily developed field-based technologies such as tourniquets, compression dressings, and hemostatic gauze. If a stronger and faster artificial clotting technology is added to this set of tools, it could become a new way to improve the survival of battlefield casualties. Of course, possible military use also raises ethical questions. Technologies that save lives are needed even on the battlefield, but they should not be consumed only as tools that make war more sustainable. From the perspective of emergency medicine, clot clotting is both a single technology and a broader direction. It points toward treatment that works not only within the hospital, but extends to the first critical moments outside it. It is treatment that does not simply wait for the body's natural recovery, but buys time so that recovery can begin. It gives medical teams a few extra minutes in the most dangerous moments. A change in hemostatic technology does not merely mean a change in wound care. It means the space in which lives can be saved may expand beyond the hospital. The uncomfortable questions raised by stronger clots. However, the idea of making clots stronger must be approached carefully. Blood clots can save lives, but they can also threaten lives. A clot that stops bleeding at a wound site is necessary, but a clot that forms where it is not wanted inside a blood vessel can lead to fatal conditions such as stroke, myocardial infarction, or pulmonary embolism. The same word can mean treatment or disaster depending on the situation. That is why artificial clotting technology requires strict safety verification, as much as it inspires expectation. The first issue to verify is location. An artificial clot must work only at the wound site where it is needed. If the gel seals the wound and then part of it breaks away and travels through the bloodstream, it could become dangerous. Researchers must determine whether it can become an embolus that blocks blood vessels, whether it is safe when it breaks down into smaller pieces, how long it remains in the body, and how it is removed. A hemostatic agent must be strong, but it cannot be strong without limit. After it stops the bleeding, it must disappear appropriately in step with the recovery process. The second issue is immune response. Red blood cells are cells that naturally exist in the body, but if their surface proteins are chemically linked or altered, it is not yet clear how the body will recognize them. Using autologous blood can reduce this burden, but in emergencies, the autologous method may not always be possible. If donor blood is used, questions of blood type, infection risk, storage stability, and immune compatibility follow. Reports noted that the researchers did not observe signs of major organ toxicity or dangerous immune responses in animal experiments, but application to humans will require much broader and longer verification. The third issue is interaction with the clotting system. Human blood clotting is complex. The same material may not work in the same way in patients taking anticoagulants, patients with liver disease, patients with cancer, elderly patients, pregnant patients, or severely injured trauma patients whose clotting status has changed. In some patients, it may not be strong enough. In others, it may act too strongly. Hemostatic technology must be tested not against an average body, but against the many kinds of bodies that actually arrive in emergency rooms. The fourth issue is recovery. A good hemostatic agent does not end its role by stopping blood. It must create an environment in which the wound can heal. If a material that is too rigid remains between tissues for too long, it can interfere with healing and may cause inflammation. If it disappears too quickly, bleeding may begin again. The ReasonClick clotting research also mentions the possibility of tissue regeneration lies in this point. Hemostasis and regeneration are not separate processes. From the moment bleeding stops, the body begins repairing damaged tissue. If a hemostatic material does not interfere with this repair process and instead supports it, its value becomes much greater. These questions do not diminish the significance of the research. Rather, they are the necessary gateways through which the technology must pass before it can become real medicine. The important task of early research is to open the door of possibility. The next stages are safety, reproducibility, manufacturing standardization, mass production, storage, regulatory approval, and clinical trials. A single paper does not immediately become a treatment. Technologies related to blood and clotting must be verified even more conservatively because small variables can produce large consequences. Even so, the reason this research is fascinating is clear. It is not arguing that we should accept danger. It shows a new path beyond the limits of hemostatic technology while still requiring that risks be understood. There are already many hemostatic agents in medical practice, but severe bleeding still threatens lives. Because no perfect technology exists, new approaches are needed. Click clotting is one such approach. It carries the imagination that red blood cells can become not merely oxygen-carrying cells, but structural materials that seal wounds when needed. That imagination is the greatest strength of the study. A biomaterials revolution contained in a drop of blood. Click clotting is a hemostatic technology, but in a broader sense, it is one scene in the larger story of biomaterials. Biomaterials are materials that come into contact with tissues, cells, or organs inside or outside the body and help treatment. Artificial joints, cardiac stents, sutures, artificial skin, drug delivery gels, and scaffolds for tissue engineering all belong to this category. In the past, biomaterials research mainly focused on finding materials that could enter the body without causing major problems. It was important for a material to avoid rejection, have low toxicity, and remain durable. But recent biomaterials are becoming more active. They are evolving into working materials that produce specific reactions inside the body, regulate cellular behavior, and induce tissue regeneration. Click clotting belongs to this trend. It is not simply a material placed on top of a wound. It is a material that reacts with cells and the blood to create a new structure. The environment of flowing blood, the cell surface, protein binding, tissue adhesion, and the clotting process are all connected. The importance of this technology lies in its use of a familiar cell, the red blood cell, in a new way. We think we know red blood cells very well, but the life sciences continue to discover new functions in familiar objects. The red blood cell, once understood mainly as an oxygen carrier, is now being reinterpreted as a central material for biological structures. This change is connected to a broader trend in medical technology. Modern medicine is increasingly moving from static materials toward dynamic systems. Drugs are no longer simply chemicals that enter the body and act. They are becoming precise signals aimed at specific cells and tissues. Artificial organs are no longer mere substitutes. They are developing into structures where cells and materials function together. Medical adhesives, too, are changing from simple glues into smart materials that can work and degrade even in wet tissues and blood. The technology for stopping bleeding is following the same path. In the past, hemostasis was largely a technology of pressing and blocking. The future of hemostasis may become a technology that attaches, withstands pressure, integrates, and supports recovery. It may involve materials that organize blood cells at the wound site, bind with fibrin, adhere to tissue, and are eventually absorbed into the body's healing process. This is no longer simply a hemostatic agent. It is a convergent technology where emergency medicine, regenerative medicine, materials engineering, and hematology meet. Blood is an especially accessible biological material. It can be obtained from a patient relatively easily and already contains cells and proteins that perform essential functions in the body. If blood can be rapidly processed into therapeutic material in the field, many medical scenes could change. A patient's own blood could be used in more refined ways to seal wounds, support tissue recovery, and deliver drugs. Of course, this would require automated equipment, standardized manufacturing processes, and safe reaction conditions. But the direction is clear. It is medicine that uses the body's own materials again for the body's treatment. What matters here is not the spectacle of technology, but medical accessibility. If advanced technologies remain only in major hospitals, the range of lives they can save will be limited. By contrast, if they develop into safe, simple, and portable forms, they could become tools for reducing gaps in emergency care. Rapid hemostatic technology has even greater meaning in places where access to transfusion and surgery is limited, such as rural regions, disaster sites, battlefields, and medical settings in developing countries. A biomaterials revolution does not end with a laboratory paper. It becomes a true medical innovation only when it can be used in the most vulnerable settings. The message of this research is therefore broader. Blood is not merely a liquid. It contains the basic functions of life: oxygen transport, immunity, clotting, and recovery. If those functions can be understood and precisely adjusted when needed, we can design faster and stronger treatments by using materials already within the body. Click clotting is a small window into that possibility. Why battlefield and disaster medicine are paying attention? Whenever a new hemostatic technology appears, battlefield medicine and disaster medicine pay close attention for a clear reason. The most dangerous bleeding often occurs in the harshest environments. Explosions, gunshot wounds, traffic accidents, building collapses, industrial disasters, and natural disasters can all involve severe bleeding while medical resources are scarce. Treatment does not take place in a brightly lit emergency room equipped with instruments, but amid dust, noise, and confusion. Medical personnel are few, patients are many, and transport times are long. In these environments, fast and strong hemostatic technology can change survival rates. The history of battlefield medicine is also a history of the development of hemostatic technology. In the past, tourniquet use was sometimes restricted out of concern that it could worsen tissue injury. But as deaths from uncontrolled massive bleeding continued, proper tourniquet use became an essential survival intervention in modern battlefield medicine. Hemostatic gauze and compression dressings developed for the same reason. All of these tools are meant to stop bleeding outside the hospital. If click clotting develops into an actual field-ready technology, it could become the next stage in this lineage. Of course, exaggeration must be avoided when imagining battlefield use. Click clotting does not mean that such a technology can immediately be placed in every soldier's first aid kit. Storage conditions, preparation procedures, administration methods, side effect management, and training levels must all be resolved. If it is a blood-based technology, refrigeration or blood type management may be required. If it uses a chemical reaction, the procedure must be standardized. On a battlefield, even a small mistake can lead to great danger. Therefore, for actual use in military medicine, the technology must be extremely simple and robust. The same is true in disaster medicine. When a large-scale accident occurs, hospital systems are pressured by a sudden influx of patients. If bleeding can be controlled at the scene, the likelihood of keeping severely injured patients alive until they reach the hospital increases. Internal bleeding in the abdomen or chest, where external pressure is difficult, remains a particularly serious problem. If artificial clotting technology someday develops into injectable, patch, gel, spray, or other forms, it could offer new alternatives even for wounds that are difficult to compress. The operating room is also an important area of application. In trauma surgery or organ resection, the time needed to stop bleeding affects the stability of the entire operation. Continued bleeding clouds the surgical field, increases the need for transfusion, and worsens the patient's body temperature and clotting function. Faster hemostasis may reduce surgical time and complications. Various hemostatic agents are already used in operating rooms, but there is always a need for materials that are stronger and adhere better to tissue. That is why early results showing that click clots performed better than existing natural clots are attracting attention. But the most important question is, who needs this first? This technology is not necessary for every wound. Existing hemostatic methods are enough for a paper cut or a minor injury. Technologies such as click clotting become meaningful in life-threatening bleeding, in patients with insufficient natural clotting, in bleeding that is difficult to control during surgery, and in situations where existing hemostatic agents are inadequate. To evaluate the value of the technology properly, the target of application must be narrowed accurately. It is more realistic to see it not as an all-purpose agent that solves every problem, but as a high-performance tool that buys time in the most dangerous bleeding situations. In that sense, this research invites us to think about the future of emergency medicine. In the future, emergency care is likely to move beyond simply transporting patients to hospitals. It may begin advanced treatment before the patient reaches the hospital. Portable ultrasound, on-site blood testing, telemedicine, drone delivery, artificial intelligence triage, and automatic infusion devices are already changing the boundaries of emergency medicine. If hemostatic technologies like click clotting are combined with these developments, the level of medical care outside the hospital may rise even further. The first life-saving treatment may begin not at the hospital door, but at the accident scene. The future of the technology depends on trust, not speed alone. There are two attitudes to avoid when looking at click clotting research. One is excessive optimism. The phrase "stops bleeding in 5 seconds" is powerful, but the technology has not yet become a treatment widely used in humans. Animal experiments and early biomaterial studies are stages that show possibility. Many steps remain before actual clinical application. Safety, efficacy, manufacturing processes, regulatory approval, cost, and suitability for medical settings must all be verified. In science, possibility is a starting line, not a finish line. The other attitude is excessive cynicism. The fact that the research is still at an early stage does not mean its significance should be minimized. Medical innovation often begins with this kind of small conceptual shift. At first, it is a gel in the laboratory, a result in an animal experiment, and a figure measured under limited conditions. But if there is a new principle inside it, follow-up research refines that principle into a safer and more practical form. The idea of using blood cells as structural materials has strong research significance. Even if it does not immediately become a treatment, it can help broaden the direction of hemostatic technology. Future hemostatic technologies may develop in several directions. First, faster preparation. To be used in the field, the process of drawing blood and triggering the reaction must be simple. Second, safer degradation. After the bleeding is stopped, it must be predictable how the material disappears inside the body. Third, more precise control of location. It must work only at the wound site and must not cause unnecessary clotting inside blood vessels. Fourth, diverse forms. Depending on the field setting and wound type, it may develop into injectable, patch, spray, or surgical gel forms. Fifth, cost and distribution. It must be able to enter real emergency medical systems rather than remain an expensive specialized treatment. This is where trust becomes important. In technologies that deal with life, reliable repeatability matters more than astonishing speed. What is needed is not one successful experiment, but stability that works similarly across thousands of varied conditions. It must work safely not only in young and healthy experimental animals, but also in complex bodies like those of real patients. Because bleeding control technology is used in emergencies, medical teams must be able to use it without hesitation. No matter how excellent a technology may be, If it cannot be trusted in the field, it will be difficult for it to become a life-saving tool. Ethical questions also follow. How should donated blood be used when making blood-based biomaterials? How should patient consent be handled in emergency situations? Will a technology used in battlefield medicine also spread sufficiently to civilian medicine? Will an expensive technology be concentrated only in certain countries and hospitals? Because emergency medical technologies are directly linked to life, they cannot avoid questions of access and fairness. A good technology is not simply one with strong performance. It must also be a technology that can reach the people who need it. This topic is meaningful in the Korean medical environment as well. Korea has strengthened its trauma center system, but transport and early treatment for severely injured patients, along with regional gaps in care, remain important issues. As the population ages, more patients will be taking anticoagulants, making bleeding management after falls or accidents more important. Rapid hemostatic technology is also an area of interest in industrial settings, military medicine, and emergency care in remote or island regions. Click clotting does not mean immediate adoption in Korean medical practice, but it can be seen as a signal showing where next-generation emergency medical technologies are heading. In the end, the real meaning of this research is broader than a single product. The way bleeding is stopped is changing. Medicine is moving from waiting for the body to form its own clot toward designing the surface of blood cells so that they create a strong structure when needed. It is moving from materials that cover wounds toward biomaterials that work inside wounds. Emergency medicine will become faster, closer to the field, and more precise. 5 seconds is a short time, but within those 5 seconds lies a long set of questions. How quickly can blood be stopped? How firmly can stopped blood be held so that it does not flow again? How safe is that process for the body? And how close can this technology get to real patients in real medical settings? Click clotting research offers the first answer to these questions. It is not yet a completed treatment, but it clearly points in a direction. Stopping bleeding has long been one of medicine's most basic tasks. Humans have tried to stop bleeding by pressing wounds, tying limbs, stitching tissue, and applying medicine. Now a new tool is appearing before that ancient task. An artificial blood clot made by linking red blood cells. A small biological barrier formed in seconds. It is not merely a curious laboratory technology, but a possibility that could change the way emergency medicine handles life and time. The technology that stops bleeding is ultimately a technology that gives time back. It gives patients time to reach the hospital, medical teams time to locate the injury, the body time to begin recovery, and life time to endure again. Click clotting still has many gates of verification to pass through, but beyond those gates lies a new medical landscape. At the moment blood begins to flow, medicine no longer merely waits. Now medicine is trying to seize the cells within blood and build a wall to protect life.